Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. And you're going to be very excited about the rest of the hour because we got a couple of great guys on the show with us right now. We got a couple of very important political operatives. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, he's of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right. And then we got our good buddy Bill Brandt, who's of the Democrat persuasion. He spins to the left. And so we're going to get them to talk to us a little bit about what just happened this week and where the presidential candidates go from here. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you. And good to talk to everybody.
Good to have you back. Bill, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jim. Good to
Rich,
talk to you.
So give us your initial report, Rich.
I have been in Bill's shoes in my lifetime, and it is not a pleasant place to be.
Well, now let's make sure people, in case people don't realize, Bill is not just a Democrat, but he's a Hillary supporter. So get that on the record. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, it hasn't been all that long ago. I mean, George W. in 2000 got his rear end kicked in New Hampshire and had to kind of pull himself off the floor. Ended up being president. It's important to remember. But I was saying earlier, the best part about not being involved in a campaign is not being involved in the campaign. I get to sit on the curb like at the Rose Bowl parade, sit on the curb in my lawn chair and watch the flutes come by and say, "Oh, I like that one. Now I like that one." But boy, when you're in the campaign and your stomach's churning, and you're closing in on election day, and you start getting the reports in, and then you get the midday exit polls, and all you're doing is looking for a place to hide. I get it, Bill. I have full sympathy for your position.
Well, Bill, is that how you feel this morning?
Well, I just want to thank Rich for giving me the name of those people who provide the nets to catch us when we're thrown out of New Hampshire. They stand just south of the Massachusetts border and catch the various people as they're thrown out of the state. So it was very kind of you, based on your experience, to offer that to me for the other night. It was a tough night, but Hillary is running against a formidable opponent, and that formidable opponent, Jim, isn't, as Rich will tell you, isn't Bernie Sanders. It's Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And she's running against herself, and the worst part of this campaign, as we saw a bit in 2008, is she's losing.
Explain that.
Well, you know, you always talk about your better angels and the rest of it, and I think that the Hillary Clinton we saw somewhat unfettered in the later stages of the 2008 campaign, when she put it all on the line and was utterly authentic, was someone that people really grew to love and appreciate, But I think a lot of people agreed that the opening part of that campaign in 08 was a bit stilted. Mm-hmm. Sadly, the opening part of this campaign reminds me of that and brings back some strong feelings. As Yogi Berra used to say, here, deja vu all over again. So, but we'll get past it.
Well, but will you get past it? I mean, one of the things I think about, Bill, is that I remember, Rich, help me remember, what was it, the quote from H.W., when he said, "I can't believe I'm losing to this guy," is Hillary thinking, Bill, "I can't believe I'm losing to this socialist, to Sanders"?
No, I'll defer to Rich on the larger global issues. But, I was in Europe, as you know, working last year when Jeremy Corbyn was elected head of labor. I mean, we have gone in both parties to extremes that I think neither of us would have ever imagined we would see in the current times as for leaders. And some of that, I mean, the reason the Democratic Party can move so left, I maintain, is because the Republican Party has already moved so right.
So far right.
We always compete for the center. And when the party moves as far right as they did, the Democrats figure, right-thinking centrists are going to stay with us. We'll move a little bit farther left. But the functionality of the spread of the parties has everything to do with the fact that one party moved to the extreme and the other party always follows.
But Rich, the center looks like Death Valley right now, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of them there. I think one of the issues that the candidates and the parties are facing today that is new is the coverage of these campaigns. I mean, the days when you could go to South Carolina and say one thing and then go to the Bronx in New York and say something entirely different and nobody would know, or they're gone. I mean, you know, they know if Hillary's using her Southern accent or her Arkansas accent, and they report on it extensively. So it's a lot more difficult. I mean, in the olden days, we used to, the mantra was you run to the edges in the primary and then race back to the middle for the general. But it's getting exceedingly difficult to do that because people hear what you say,
mm-hmm.
and the general cynicism, and maybe this is the crux of it, the general cynicism of the electorate that I take my fair share of. I mean, I helped develop the whole concept of negative advertising, and that's been a very difficult thing to overcome, and we're going to have to change something.
Hold on to that thoughts, guys. We're going to come back and talk about where the candidates go from here with our good friends Bill Brandt and Rich Gavin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ponytail, stay with us.
You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.